Welcome to the Me Plus Motherhood podcast. I'm your host, Benita Bench, a coach for mothers, author, speaker, and mum of four boys. Me Plus Motherhood is for all mothers who want to reclaim me in motherhood. If you are ready to return to and love the new you, find your spark again, gain clarity and confidence, improve your mindset and give yourself permission for health and happiness, you're in the right place. Hello and welcome back to season two of Me Plus Motherhood with Benita Bench. I'm so excited to start this season of the podcast and for all that 2023 is going to offer. This year, the podcast is going to look a little bit different. I'm going to be introducing some guests onto the show, some mums. We're going to be talking about how do they do it, helping them to share their stories. And we're going to be talking to some motherhood experts, people who are experts in their field who will bring value to you in your world. And more than anything, I'm just looking forward to all of the conversations that we'll have on the show that will help to empower, to support, to nourish you, and to know that you're not alone in any of this, to know that you are normal and that all of what you are going through is okay and you are okay and everything's going to be okay. So I hope you had a wonderful break over the period of December, January, while I had a break from the show. We've had quite a few changes in our world, and the reason why I didn't kickstart the podcast off in January is because I was prioritizing family time and getting our boys settled into a new school. The last few weeks have been full of change and transition, lots of new feelings, experiences, and settling into a new way of life, which sees our family dividing our time between the new town where we're spending our school weeks and traveling home to the farm on weekends. So a whole new way of being, a whole new way of working, which presents new challenges, new opportunities. And what I'm loving is a whole new vibration, meaning the energy that the change in location brings for me is a good thing. I like the diversity of the different energy of this home versus the energy of our home on the farm and the two different environments and what that offers to me. And 2022 for me was a whole year of exploring, getting to know myself better, understanding myself better, what my energy type is, how I best work, and also that I need to prioritize more rest. But one of the things I found out is that environment is very important to me. And I knew last year when we were making some decisions, like about the changes we were going to make this year, that I was looking for a change of environment. And so my hope is that going between two different environments will be great for my vibration and for my sense of wellness and just for the variety of it. So I'll keep you posted as the year goes on.
Interrupting your episode to share something exciting with you. They say raising a child takes a village, and I agree, but there's been many times in my motherhood experience when I've questioned, where is this village that I'm supposed to have? Maybe you have too. The thing is, none of us were ever meant to walk alone on the path to and through motherhood. And that's why I've created GLOW, a motherhood immersion. Yes, we'll talk about our families, but GLOW is all about nourishing you, the mother, because she who does the holding also needs to be held. GLOW is a $59 per month monthly membership that includes community, support and personal growth, a space where you will feel held, connected, supported and nourished to glow in motherhood from the inside out. Join now at bonitabench.com/glow, or the link is in the show notes. I'd love to welcome you in.
So lots of exciting things happening in the Bonita Bench world in 2023. Of course, I still have my Illuminate group coaching program, the Glow monthly membership. We are running a retreat in May, a live retreat at the Sunshine Coast for 3 nights and 4 days. It's going to be amazing, and it's going to be all about wellness and nourishing mind, body, and spirit. And in order to come to the retreat, you need to be a Glow member or a part of Illuminate or have finished Illuminate. So the opportunity to attend the retreat will be for the clients and community only initially. And if there are spaces available, we will put it out to our email list. But you do need to be a part of Glow or Illuminate or be an Illuminate graduate to attend the retreat. I'm working on a new book and a bunch of other things that I'll keep you posted about as the year goes on. So this episode is a short and sharp one today, and I didn't want it to be, you know, start the new year right, setting goals type one. What I wanted to invite you to think about in this episode, however, is perhaps just to explore some different questions. Like, what is it that lights you up? What is it that lights you up? And how are you going to bring more of that into your world in 2023? Another question I'd like to ask you is, what are you capable of? What are you capable of in 2023? And what are you going to give yourself permission for? What are you going to give yourself permission for? To be, to do, to have, to give in 2023? Those questions, to me, feel really expansive. They're expansive in terms of possibilities, in opportunities, in the way you can approach the year with a new attitude and a new mindset. And I wanted to also invite you to think about your growth mindset in 2023. How are you going to continue to grow and to go beyond your edges, to go beyond your comfort zone? Because growth doesn't happen inside your comfort zone. It happens beyond it. Personal growth is, for me, one of my values. And it's a pillar of life that when we sit down at the beginning of the year and we start to think about, okay, finances, holidays, work or career, environment, relationships, children, all of the different aspects of your life. Think about growth as one of those, personal growth. How are you going to challenge yourself? How are you going to continue growing? Because there is no such thing as staying static. There is no such thing as standing still. We're either growing or we're going backwards. Last week on a call I had with my Illuminate enrollee, so our group coaching call that we have every fortnight, we were reflecting on how the ladies in the group are going and how far they've come since they started Illuminate, and just a check-in really on how they were feeling. And some of what they shared blew me away. And one of those statements that one of the ladies shared was, "The conversations in my head have changed." And I thought, wow, such a simple statement, but so important and so powerful. Because what we think when we're by ourselves, about ourselves, is really important. And our relationship with ourself is the first relationship that we have in our world. So therefore, the way we speak to ourselves, the language we use, the inner voice that we hear and that we buy into, all of that is shaping us at all times. So when you can change the conversations in your head, when you have the level of awareness to do that and the confidence to do that and the tools to do that, it's game-changing. It's life-changing. Some of the other things the ladies shared were, and linking this back to personal growth, were one of them mentioned that she's more aware of how she feels and she can now listen to her feelings. She has more energy. She's better at planning and designing her days and she feels more in control. Another said that she has become better at thinking a better feeling thought. She's clearer on her why. She has more confidence and she's a stronger, calmer version of herself. She's clearer on her boundaries when she does things and when she won't. Another said she's more focused, she's more conscious, she's not burnt out anymore, and she's taking some steps to change some of the way she lives her life to be clearer on her boundaries. Hearing that feedback, it's why I do this work. It's why I love coaching. It's why I love working with these women, because it's so incredibly rewarding and humbling and amazing to see their progress. So I wanted to ask you about your personal growth this year. And personal growth becomes addictive. You actually become addicted to the process of the psychological change that you go through in the process of growth, in feeling the fear, leaning into the fear, exploring what it is that you want to change, and then getting really involved with the results that you want to create and the feelings that go with that and the picture that goes with that. Moving through the fear, breaking through the fear and coming out the other side, because on the other side of that fear is such an amazing feeling. And when you have gone through the terror barrier, when you come out the other side and you know you've experienced growth, you kind of go, oh, that's not really bothering me anymore, or I just feel different, or you notice that you're responding to things differently. It's an addictive process to go through. So I wonder what your personal growth is going to look like this year, and if you have anything in mind to challenge yourself around that. So I'm going to leave it there for today. I think those questions are impactful in themselves, and I'd love to know your feedback or your thoughts, your ideas. Send them through to me. Message me on Instagram or through Facebook and let me know, or send me an email via my website, bonitabench.com. I genuinely am interested to know what your thoughts are, what you're working towards, what lights you up. Go well, ladies. I will speak to you again in episode number 2 of season 2. Take care until then, and I wish you love and light and all good things for the year of 2023. Thank you for being here. Bye-bye. Thank you for listening to the Me Plus Motherhood podcast. If you've loved this episode, please subscribe, leave a review, and share with other mothers. If you are on the journey of motherhood, ready to reconnect with who you are, find your spark again, and shine your light bright, head on over to bonitabench.com, or my handle is @bonitabench on Instagram and Facebook to connect with me there. See you in the next episode.